You're so quiet. So, good morning. Today, we ask the question, can you be too spiritual? Let's start with a video.
You recorded?
Yes.
I'm JP Sears. I'm ultra spiritual. And I'm going to teach you how to be ultra-spiritual today. First, what you need to understand is being ultra-spiritual has nothing to do with actually being spiritual, because no one even knows what that actually is. Being ultra-spiritual means you look spiritual. So let's get started. Practice competitive spirituality. Silently / passive-aggressively, you're going to want to compare how spiritual other people are to yourself. Judging other people to be less spiritual than you makes you a better person than them, and that's exactly what makes you more spiritual than them. Hey, Kevin. Do you see how unconscious that guy is? Jerk. Claim to be using your intuition when you're actually thinking about things. In fact, you're gonna wanna announce this to people every chance you get, because false intuition isn't true intuition until you get other people to believe that your false claims are actually true. Hey, Deanna, my intuition just told me to give you a call. No, I didn't see that you had called me. Talk about energy. You're gonna wanna integrate this into all your conversations. It'll seem meaningless to other people because it is, but don't let that stop you though. I love energy. I love chi. I love prana. I love life force. I love auras. I love chakras. It's all vibration. Rebel against dogmatic religious terminology by dogmatically using spiritual terminology. You'll want to keep your eyes closed extra tight on this one, so that you don't see that you're actually still subscribed to the exact same belief system that you're rebelling against. Because now you're expressing the same concepts just with new words. Jesus loves you. The universe supports you. I'll pray for you. I'll send you white light. God will provide for you. The universe is abundant. It's all about getting into heaven. It's all about getting back to oneness. Hallelujah. Om. Say the word namast any chance you get. You need to stumble your way through mispronunciations of it and awkwardly using it in social situations where it doesn't actually fit. Namast, 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 namasti, namasta, namasta, namasti. Hold eye contact for awkward lengths of time. You'll call it intimate. Everyone else will call it intimidating. Deny your pain. If you're going to be ultra spiritual, then you need to believe that being a human being and having these things called human feelings has nothing to do with a spiritual experience. You're breaking up with me? You've been sleeping with my best friend. No, I'm not hurt. It's all part of the perfection. It's all love. It is what it is. Use an exaggeratedly light tone of voice when you are talking to other ultra-spiritual people. This is kind of like showing your ID to get into a bar. It proves that you belong. It's all love. You just gotta follow your bliss. Do copious amounts of yoga, even though you have no idea why aggressively stretching your body and wearing $100 Lululemon pants relates to your spirituality. This one's good. I feel this one in my spirit. Ah, that's effective. It makes my hamstrings feel like they're tearing, which is helpful because I think hamstring is the French word for kundalini, which means this is making my kundalini more muscular. Reclassify all the ways you're irresponsible under the new heading, I'm a free spirit. Aggressively defend your position statement like you're an angel defending getting its wings cut off. A job? I don't have a job. I want to be free, brother. Can I borrow a couple bucks? Seriously, I haven't eaten for like 3 days. Please, be my abundance, man. In here, they say that if you subscribe to JP's YouTube channel, you'll become fully enlightened. So you might want to do that.
I don't really need to say anything else, right? But does it kind of make you uncomfortable? I mean, I don't think any of us are this fake or annoying, but we do talk like that. Truly spiritual people might use the same language and ideas as phony spiritual people. So how do you tell the difference? I've talked before about pretentious spirituality. Pretension of any kind is doing what you think you're supposed to do or say in order to look good. Pretentious, pretend, so pretending to be spiritual. And the guidelines from J.P. Sears are actually 10 clues to whether your spirituality is pretentious. I want to talk to you about 4 of them that I think can be really harmful to you and others. They're things to watch out for. Practice competitive spirituality, also known as judgment, or my God's bigger than your God. This kind of competition is all through the Bible, especially the Old Testament. Wars have been fought over who has the one true God. The bombs in Paris just this week, more killing in the name of God. And in less violent ways, we see this competition among faiths, and even among individual churches or denominations. In Unity, we like to say we honor all paths to God. And we do, except maybe the paths we came from. We accept all religions, except maybe fundamentalist Christians or hardcore Catholics, whatever we grew up with. And what I see sometimes is that having found a spiritual path here, we still honor other paths more. For instance, you'll hear people say, this land has an energy vortex. Remember to use the word energy a lot. Or, this land has the spirits of Native Americans. Which may be true, but another way to say that is we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here. But we wouldn't say that because it sounds too much like, you know, them. And we're so much more enlightened than they are. And we can prove it pretending to use intuition. Church groups are notorious for arguing about God's will. Well, God told me we should remodel the baptistry. No, God wants us to repave the parking lot. And we would never do that. I mean, you never hear anyone say, well, I feel strongly guided that we should. Or, I got a message in meditation. Or, I saw a vision. Which brings us to the second guideline. Rebel against dogmatic religious terms by dogmatically using spiritual terminology. It is possible to be a Unity fundamentalist. Charles Fillmore said it, I believe it, that settles it. We don't have many of those here. What we have in Unity overall, are people with allergies to traditional Christian language and baggage about the Bible and Jesus. And I was teasing you last week about loving what the Buddha said, but unable to hear what Jesus said, even when they said the same things. And I do that too. I've gotten over my wariness about Jesus. I've kind of come full circle on him. And I love what he taught. But I still wouldn't say, Jesus walks with me and talks with me. Angels, however, that's okay. Or spirit guides, or a message that came through a channeler. Just so you'll know, Unity's founders in the 1800s investigated and decided against incorporating what was then called spiritualism. Today we call it New Age. It is channeling, astrology, tarot, mediums, the things so many of us are interested in. They're not officially Unity because Charles Fillmore would say, you can go straight to headquarters. You don't need any intermediaries. So when we're deciding whether some speaker or program that we might have here is in alignment with Unity, The question we ask is whether their message directs you inward for answers or outward. Where is your faith? What are you depending on? Because you do have direct access to the divine. It's within you. I have to mention holding eye contact for awkward lengths of time. I just want some brownie points because I never make you gaze into each other's eyes. Well, I think the hugging is actually quite enough. The third bit of pretentious spirituality is truly damaging. Deny your pain. That is one that a lot of us get tangled up in, that somehow having feelings, especially fear and anger, is unspiritual. We shouldn't have any doubts or worries because it's all God and it's all good and everything is perfect just as it is. Love what is. Embrace it. Two things can happen here. One is that you become a divine doormat. Because to have boundaries would be judgmental, so anything goes. Anyone can do anything, and if you don't like it, you should just elevate your consciousness to non-judgment and forgiveness. The other danger is that we'll stuff our feelings if we believe a spiritual person is never angry or afraid. And listen, there's a part of us that is God, that is always at peace no matter what, that sees the divine in every person, that knows only love. We go there when we meditate. We are always connected to that. Our God self does not harbor human emotions, but we're here, and the human part of us does. And where did we get the idea that anger isn't spiritual? Anger can lead to positive change in the world. Jesus turned over tables in the temple. Was he having an off day when he just wasn't spiritual? Or is anger sometimes an appropriate spiritual reaction to what we see in the human world? Could it be part of divine consciousness? And here's one of the dangers of refusing to feel anger and stuffing it. And it's especially important to remember during a presidential campaign. And please relax, I'm not going to state any opinions about anything. I'm going to talk about how campaigns work, and you already know this. If you are full of unexpressed anger, you are a sitting duck for someone who tells you where to focus it, what you should be angry at. And politics is largely about who's to blame. According to the polls, the majority of Americans believe our country's on the wrong track. But what do they mean by that? What's wrong and what isn't? What track would they prefer to be on? And that's where political differences show up, in what we consider to be a problem and who to blame for it. So you'll hear, the problem is terrorists. No, the problem is immigrants. No, the problem's Obamacare. No, it's being in two long wars. No, it's Wall Street. No, it's unions. No, it's billionaires hijacking the political process. No, it's the apathetic voters. It's the debt. It's the deficit. It's the president's fault. No, actually, it was the president before him. You hear how our anger is directed for us? We can't claim we're too spiritual to feel angry and then be willing to hate abortion doctors or the Pentagon or religious conservatives or liberals. We are human beings living in a human world. We're going to have human feelings. And feelings just want to be felt, and then they can let go. I think we can learn to love what is and embrace our lives as perfect just as they are, but we have to go through our human feelings to get there. It's not our goal to transcend the human experience and claim nothing bothers us. If we try, then those stuffed feelings just come out sideways in destructive ways, and they're very likely to make our bodies sick. The fourth guideline to being ultra-spiritual is to reclassify all the ways you're irresponsible under I'm a free spirit. And this is another one where we can get really confused. Because, yes, we want to go with the flow and trust all is well, that everything is unfolding just as it should. But when do you get up and do something? It's like appropriate anger. When do you try to change outer circumstances, and when do you just change your attitude about it? It's a balancing act. Our society supports people who go and do and make it happen, and failure is not an option. In nearly every discussion I have about spiritual principles, where we're talking about consciousness and what you're creating with your thoughts, someone is sure to point out, well, you have to take action. Yeah, of course you do. And I believe in our society, we are often too quick to think or figure out what we should do and take action before we've ever tuned in to guidance. When you have been truly guided, you take inspired action, often eagerly. You know exactly what to do and when to do it. Sometimes, what looks like procrastination is intuitive waiting until the energy is lined up, until it feels right. And that can also become an excuse. It is possible to get stuck in asking what is mine to do and never do anything. It's like affirming prosperity without actually looking for a job. J.P. Sears has a lot of funny videos on YouTube, and he did a follow-up to this one called After the Fame. This ultra-spiritual video went viral. Some of you had seen it before. He says that happened because he was doing viral affirmations. But did you notice in the beginning, he said, you have to pretend to be a spiritual person because no one really knows what spiritual is. I can tell you. Spiritual is who and what you already are, without trying. We work so hard at being spiritual, and it's like a fish working hard to get wet. He already is wet. He's surrounded by water. We already are spiritual. We're surrounded by divine energy. We're spirit in human form. So what are we striving for? I think too often we're trying to be nice, thinking somehow that makes us spiritual. So here's a small example. This is really trivial, but it's a pet peeve of mine. Two cars pull up to a four-way stop at the same time. Now, according to the rules of driver's ed, the car on the right is supposed to go first. But the driver on the right sits behind tinted windows and waves me on. I can't see him, and often it does turn out to be a man. I think he was practicing ladies first, which is not a rule of the road. We're both blocking traffic, and then, of course, we both lurch into the intersection at the same time. Take your turn. Move when you're supposed to move. Quit trying to be so nice. It is not selfish to go through a four-way stop when you have the right of way. Claim your space on the earth. Trying to be polite or loving or spiritual can hold things up for everyone and make you the bottleneck. Trying to be non-judgmental can mean you don't say what you think or set any boundaries. Trying to love what is can mean accepting the unacceptable. And that is not living from spirit within. So to answer the original question, no, you can't be too spiritual, but you can be pseudo-spiritual and end up a twisted mess of denial and suppressed rage. And as funny as this video is, these really are things to watch out for. Competitive spirituality, thinking our view of all things divine is the best way, although we claim to honor other ways. Being dogmatic about your own path. Dogma is an unquestioned set of beliefs. So please know that all your questions are welcome here. Just be aware that others might be saying exactly the same things in different language, even fundamentalist Christians. We might not be as unique and special as we think. Third is denying your pain. And in my opinion, this is a big and real problem for people on a spiritual path and for traditional Christians too. In the Baptist church, I was taught Jesus was perfect and therefore he was always nice. Nah, actually, Jesus was human and acted like it. He ate and drank and partied. and had friends and got angry and got exasperated with his disciples and called the Pharisees terrible names and once withered a fig tree because he was hungry and irritable. He did. You've read that story. He also, over time, I believe, learned to live from a place of conscious connection. So the drama of the human experience didn't hook him the way it sometimes does us. People acted out a lot of their negative feelings around Jesus, and he never said, "Be nice." He also healed the sick and never said, "Just embrace it." He did what he could to change whatever was in front of him. And then finally, watch out for using spirituality as a cover for irresponsibility. You can be a free spirit. You don't have to conform to society's expectations. And of course, your goal is to let the divine flow through you, but it will guide you. You will know when and how to take inspired action. And if you find yourself waiting for guidance too long, you might be using spirituality as a cover for irresponsibility. Sometimes you have to take a step or two to see where the path is going. There's no right or wrong way to be genuinely spiritual while we're in this human experience. We just keep moving along the path. And be aware there are some potholes. But most of all, remember, you can't not be spiritual because spirit is what you are. So let's take these thoughts into meditation with Kit.
So let's begin, as we always do, going into this quiet place by taking a deep, deep breath, fully in and fully out. Bringing ourselves to this present moment. Knowing it is the only moment that we have. And move your attention to that deep inner heart space. Into that lightness. Breathe into the lightness of laughter. That very human emotion of joy. Is also a deeply spiritual characteristic of the divine. Your thoughts float around the idea of lightening up. A a sunny day. Chasing a kite. Or simply looking up at the sky. And deciding what kind of animal shape the cloud is. Spirit is most creative in joy and enthusiasm. Lightness allow yourself to let go of being so serious about being spiritual. A smile to come to your lips. You are spirit. Spirit is joy and fun. You can't be anything else but light. And so breathe that light. Breathe that smile. Let's give thanks for that lightness, the joy in this room, the light beings in this room. Spirit present in this room. And let's anchor that joyfully with the Alleluia. Alleluia.
You had me at the click of your prayer beads, sitting in meditation. The colors of your aura are telling me you've got what I need. I'll take you on an intimate tantra class, read you lots of poems by Rumi. Come meet me in the quantum field of possibility. Let's get spiritual, spiritual. I wanna get spiritual. Let's get metaphysical. Let me hear your chakras talk. Your chakras talk. Let me hear your chakras talk. I wanna get spiritual, spiritual. I wanna get spiritual. Let's get metaphysical. Let me hear your chakras talk. Your chakras talk. Let me hear your chakras talk. We'll renounce all our earthly cares. Start cleaning up our karma. We'll go vegan, shave our hair. Set the glutens free. I know your mind, cause the stars align with Jesus and the Dalai Lama. Your namaste is bringing out the animal totem in me. I wanna get spiritual, spiritual. I wanna get spiritual. Let's get metaphysical. Let me hear your chakras talk. Your chakras talk. Let me hear your chakras talk. I wanna get spiritual, spiritual. I wanna get spiritual. Let's get metaphysical. Let me hear your chakras talk. Your chakras talk. Let me hear your chakras talk. Let me hear you sing it. No, spiritual, spiritual. I wanna get spiritual, metaphysical. Let's get metaphysical. Let me hear your chakras talk. Your chakras talk. Let me hear your chakras talk. I wanna get spiritual, spiritual. Let me get spiritual. Let me get physical. Let me hear your chakras talk. Your chakras talk. Let me hear your chakras talk.